It's still snow in the mountain. Sometimes it takes a lot of heat for the ice to melt. Amazing. Still snow after all this heat. That's really amazing. The poor snow, it doesn't want to let go of its identity, you know. What happens then? There's a lot of fear going on there in the mountain now. Because the sun is just shining down. And the poor snow, what is he going to do when there's no more snow? When it starts being liquid? When it starts getting liquid? Then everybody gets afraid then. It changes consistency. Then after a while, then he sees no, it's a totally different life now. No, it's a river now. Then he starts enjoying and laughing. Then I can see there some part of him is already start going down the river. And some that has come through the forest, they are really excited because they can see the river in the valley. Wow, we will go down there. Oh, I wonder if I make it. Then the excitement. The day on the top is very still trying, maybe. Maybe I will make it to survive the summer. So I can be snow one more winter. No? I will make it one more winter. But sooner or later, Mr. Snow, you have to melt. Woohoo! Then you will see that it's not so bad anyway. Then the new life starts then, no? Beloveds, for letting go of everything is like dying alive and then being reborn. Slowly the fear of dying is disappearing. Thanks to this desire to be in the eternal peace, with the big help from courage. Now I am observing, discovering my masks, but from a new place. I found a peaceful one with a fire-like love. I feel my life as a script with the role that I have to discover to be able to let it go. In the films I did, if you love the character, it's always said to let it go. But it's so nice to come back to myself. No, it's different. I don't know who this myself is. I can imagine it is just a light of love. Love is the path of discovering understanding. During the chakra breathing meditation, in the seventh chakra, I saw and felt a golden white light. Suddenly the idea of God came to me. And I realized that even this idea is created by me. So it has to be inside me from before. I grew up with a Catholic education where God is a superior being. So how could I believe that I am that? My heart is telling me that I am, that I have to be always in this unlimited compassion, love. I stay for the silence retreat. I don't want to hurt my family, but I was already doing that before, because I couldn't be free. From this choice, I started feeling compassion, love, and gratitude. I know the Spanish family will make a drama and take revenge, but even if they don't want me anymore, we are one. So I always be with them. I feel you inside of me, healing my body, in the night, in my dreams, you are showing me my unconsciousness. I feel you in the animals, in the birds, butterflies, in the trees, in the flowers, in all of you, in everything. I want to thank all of you for support, for making this place exist, for making it possible to be on this path. Thanks again and again and again, my beloved. Eternal love, Suniti. Sometimes we cry when we're very happy. No, Suniti is learning a new crying. She's very happy. Normally people think that people are sad when they cry. Here, I teach you a new kind of crying. People are very happy. Letting go of everything is like dying alive and then being reborn. Yes. This is the art of being reborn. In India they say dwij, it means twice born. That is the meaning of sannyas, of coming back. You get twice born, but then you have, it feels like dying. Depending on the understanding, if there is total readiness and understanding, then it's a great joy. If there is not so deep understanding, then it's more struggle. But you can do it anyway. So when it happens, it's always a great relief. Because it means that now your understanding has matured. Because it's not in your hands. You can't do it. No ego wants to kill themselves. Impossible. They want to protect oneself. They want to escape. Even they know they want to be away. If you come too close, then maybe it happens. Their master can't do anything. He can just remind you. And then maybe by staying, this understanding happens. And that is what has been happening now. You have stayed, now a different understanding is coming. Slowly the fear of dying is disappearing, thanks to the desire to be in eternal peace, helped by courage. Now I'm observing, discovering my masks, but from a new place. And only from this place you can discover your masks. If you look at your mask from another mask, it just becomes chaos. That's what people can do in therapy. When you are not conscious, you can look at one mask from another mask. You have to go beyond the mask, then you see. Then that one see all the masks. Then there is clarity then. But again, you can't do it. It has to evolve in you. And when you start finding that awareness again, that clarity, then you are so happy because now you can start seeing again. Then that is much exciting than going to any wedding or doing anything. Now you have found the real party. I found a peaceful one with the fire-like love. Yes. I feel my life as a script with a role that I have to discover to be able to let go. Yeah, first you have to crystallize yourself to be somebody, then realize this pain and suffering and constriction of being someone. Then, if you are lucky to meet somebody who reminds you there is more, it's not about getting more tensions, it's about dropping it now. Then you can drop it. But you can't drop anything if it's not there. So that's why it's good to have a heavy, juicy ego to drop. Then you know the pain of being somebody. Then you know the pain of being famous or beautiful. Then you know the pain of having all these dreams. Then you know the frustration. Then, if you can understand that from a deeper side of yourself, then there is a relief of dropping it. Otherwise, how can you drop it? The ego always wants more. It has to be from a deeper side of yourself. And for that, you can't do anything. It happens. It arises by itself. That's why I say it's nothing to do. Just stay. That's what the mystics always have said. Rumi said, oh, beloved friends, even if you don't understand what is happening here with us drunkards, with us divine drunkards, you might judge us, you might think we are crazy, but please give it a chance. Stay here for some days, and then maybe you also will understand. Nobody knows. But at least give it a chance. Because this is in everybody, but in the old scriptures is always say that the arrogant one, the immature soul, doesn't understand. Even if he comes to satsang, he doesn't understand. Because he's immature, he's arrogant. But the one who is mature, who is ready, for them is very difficult to leave because something gets stirred in them. For what? This is how it is. And then, of course, you have all the shades in between. somebody that one has to even hold back a little bit, because you know that they escape, and then you take, okay, day. You have to be a little, okay. And then the next day, then they see, oh, thank you. Thank you for hitting me. Thank you for tying me down. I almost ran away. In the films I did, if you love the character, it's always said to let it go. But you have to let go. Always you have to let go. Kingdoms, sons, husbands, wives, friends, bodies, and sensual pleasure have always been lost to you, birth after birth, even though you were so attached to them. This is what the wise ones are saying. No, maybe it's time to wake up. It's still not here, even if you were attached to it. Kingdoms, money, sons, powers, husband, wives, friends, bodies, and sensual pleasures has always been lost to you, birth after birth. Now remember, this is how it has been. Even though you were so attached to them. And the mystics are there to remind you about that which doesn't go, that which you cannot lose. That is what the Master is trying to teach you. No. Be ready for that cannot be lost. All these other things will have to go. If you love the character, it's always sad to let it go. But it's nice to come back to myself. This have just started, Madhya Suniti, because it's not nice to come back. It's far out. And a million times far out. It's far beyond nice. Here we are not nice anymore. We are just far out. And far in. Not nice, nice. Nicey. It sounds lukewarm. No, it's far out. Yeah? This is the new script. How are you going to learn that? How are you going to learn this role? Only by collapsing. You will learn it. It's nice to come back to myself. Yes, it's very nice. Even a little bit, it's nice. But come closer, then you will see how nice. No, it's different. I don't know who this myself is. Yes. I can imagine it is just the light of love. Love is the path of discovering, understanding. Yes, without love, no discovering, no understanding. Only if you have felt love can you go on this path. Otherwise, you will still sit thinking. And love will pull you through whatever it is. It might be hard and steep. But go on. Love will crown you, but so will it crucify you, says Cahil Gibran. And remember, the crucifixion comes first. That is how it is. The crucifixion comes first, then the relief, then the crowning. If you know that, then don't worry then. Then even crucifixion, welcome it. Very nice for the Lord. Huh? Love will crown you, but so will it crucify you. Who will it crucify? Your ego it will crucify. Your dreams it will crucify. It will kill you. Then it will crown you. It kiss you. It will embrace you. That's what it will. First you have to feel the thorns. Then, who wants to hug you when you feel of thorns? No. This beloved is very sensitive. Then you have to take the... You don't need to do anything, in fact. It's just to stay there. Love is the path of discovering understanding, yes. During the chakra breathing meditation in the seventh chakra, I saw and felt the golden white light. Suddenly the idea of God came to me, and I realized that even this idea is created by me. Yes. Of course, we have to create it, because who knows God? And creating God with that little mind, that is just not, it won't work. To know God, you have to be very innocent. In the words of Jesus, you have to be like children again. You have to be innocent like children. And the children, they don't know. What little child belongs to this religion or that religion? What does he care about religion? He wants to play. He wants to look at the butterflies. He wants to go to the river and take a dip. He wants to eat ice cream. He doesn't want God. He wants ice cream. It's very easy to communicate with children. That's why Jesus and all these people, they love children, because they are not polluted. With the grown-ups, they become religious. And God is not a person. It is more a feeling, a state. And you can't say that. It's very difficult even to express your feelings. It's very difficult. But you can feel it. You know. And when you know it, then you don't need to talk about it. You know. God is more like a climate. Perfect climate. Not too hot, not too cold. Like that. I grew up with a Catholic education where God is a superior being. That's how they say, no? And where is he? Sitting there somewhere. Nobody has seen him. So how could I believe that I am that? But the ones who knows, they say that love is all there is. And love is a different word for God. That's why I like much more to use love than God. When you say God, then people, ooh. But God is love. Love is God. So everybody have love in them. Everybody has a heart. That means everybody has God. If you are far away from that heart, of course, then you don't know love. Then you don't know God. Then they can believe in a God. But what does it help to believe? You have to feel it. What does it help to believe in love? You have to feel it. And when you feel it, then you become very helpless then. What can you do? I grew up with a Catholic education where God is a superior being. So how could I believe that I am that? My heart is telling me that I am. And that's what I'm trying to teach you, to remind you about, that the heart has a different wisdom than the head. When you become friends with the heart, then the heart will tell you secrets. The price you have to pay is to leave your head, leave your education. Even Catholic education has to be left far behind. All education has to be left. All knowledge has to be left. Then you can say to the heart, please, no. Then maybe it will tell you something. And then when you become more and more quiet, more and more empty, it will whisper you more secrets. And then if he sees that you are very interested, that you want more, and you are going further and further away, then it will tell you more and more secrets. But that the heart can only do to innocent people. Because already people, most people are so full of knowledge that how can you get more in? It's full. And God is a very sensitive, a very shy person, in fact. He doesn't want to stuff more if he sees it's already full. Then that is the homework. First you have to empty yourself. And be a little bit, oh, I don't know. First you knew, then you don't know. Then if you can stay in that I don't know space, which is very, very humbling for the ego, then you have to become receptive. Then you can start listening to different secrets from the heart. My heart is telling me that I am. I have always to be in this unlimited compassionate love. I feel it is a maternal way. I stay for the silent retreat. Yeah, you decided now. The more you come back to your heart, the more you also see what is important for the heart. Then the heart will take some decisions that you would never do from your head. No, this is what is happening, and it's happening every time, every retreat. People come with their ideas, and then something happens. No, this is more important now. Before you had all your plans, you have to do this and that, and all kinds of excuses. But the heart knows what it wants, it knows what is good for it. The soul knows where it wants to be. And if you are dedicated to that, you will always be taken care of. Then it's very clear. Because it's not you, it is the heart. Just is okay, blame it on your heart. Then it doesn't become so serious. It's not so personal. What can I do? And then it's very important to be here when it's happening. Because it's very easy to miss the opportunity. I don't want to hurt my family, but I was already doing that before, because I couldn't be free. No, of course, nobody wants to hurt the family, and especially not the heart. The heart only wants that everybody should be happy. That is the nature of the heart. But, of course, if you are not connected with the heart and you have expectations, then you will get hurt. So families is almost bound to be hurt. It is bound to be conflicts. Because they expect things, they see you as the old. And we've been living after rules and regulations and how it should be for so long. that it's very difficult to slip out of it. No, you're about to slipping out of it. You can see. You are very happy about it. But that doesn't mean that anybody else seeing it. This is how the world is. From this choice, I started feeling compassion, love, and gratitude. Yes, before you could never feel compassion, love, and gratitude because everything is how you should be and not disappoint others, even to sell your heart to soul. But as once as you stand up for yourself, no, you have taken that decision. That means, no, I want to be in myself now. I want to listen to the truth. Then a different dimension opens in you. Then this, I started feeling compassion, love, and gratitude. No, it's a deeper understanding that opens. Not from your head, from what you should do. Not from your fears, what your family or friends should say about you or think about you. No, there is understanding. And in understanding, there is always compassion and love. But this is how it is. It doesn't mean that anybody else understands it. But even if they don't want me anymore, we are one. So I always be with them. I feel you inside me, healing my body. In the night, in my dreams, you are showing me my unconsciousness. I feel you in the animals, in the birds, butterflies, in the flowers, trees, in all of you, in everything. I want to thank all of you for the support, for making this place exist, for making it possible to be on this path. Yes. It is for people like you. It is for all of you. And now you see, start to understand more and more how precious it is, because you would never make it alone. Impossible. And when you start realizing that, then there is very difficult to go anywhere else. Thanks again and again and again, my beloved. Eternal love, Suniti. Be strong in spirit, Suniti, okay? Just relax. I'm glad the chakras are finished now. I've been trying to say something every day, but today is the seventh Sakka. You can't say anything about the seventh. It's gone far beyond. And then I'm more home again, relieved. You can talk about that which you cannot talk about. Even the others is difficult, what to say about the seventh. I am speechless. I can't say anything. But I have my master here. He will help. Like you always did. And he took also this effort to talk about all these things. He says, very rarely, says Osho, very rarely does a person come to the sixth chakra, because this is the last in a way. In the world, this is the last. Beyond this is the seventh, but then you enter a totally different world, a separate reality. The sixth is the last boundary line, the checkpost. The seventh is Sahasra. It means 1,000 petaled lotus. When your energy moves to the seventh, Sahasra, you become a lotus. No, you need not to go to any other flower for honey. No. No other bees start coming to you. Butterflies coming to you. No, you attract bees from the whole earth, or even sometimes from other planets, even bees starts coming to you. Your Sahasra is open. Your lotus is in full bloom. This lotus is Nirvana. There, even the gods from other dimensions, they feel attracted, no? Like the bees like the flower, so the divine beings, they love the truth, the loved love. Then they will feel attracted. Then you always have support then. That is truly the happy family. That is beyond any family. They have a very beautiful picture in India of Vishnu. He's laying in this lotus in the middle of the universe, floating. Very laid back, like that. In the lotus, in the middle of space. Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. in the first chakra, then you're really born into the physical, into the body. In the seventh, then you are born into the universe then. Full circle. So if these chakras can help you in any way, good, play with them. It is a very nice map, but only maps. Study the maps, then you don't need the map. For me, love is the map. Because that takes you from the lowest to the highest. It works on all levels. In the Astavakra Gita, they say, if you detach yourself from the identification with the body and remains relaxed in and as consciousness, as love, you will, this very moment, be happy, at peace, free from bondage. At this very moment, because it is there. This is the whole practice, this is the whole sadhana. If you can detach yourself from the identification with your body, with your mind, with your senses, and remain relaxed in and as consciousness, as love, as being, you will, this very moment, be happy, at peace, free from bondage. May everyone be free and happy. Aum Shanti. learn to drop everything, go in, be just yourself, have total rest. Then you will be able to face anything. It's very beautiful to see you come very restless, don't know, only looking out. No, you relax so beautifully, melting, sitting like Buddhas, or laying like Buddhas. May everybody be Buddhas.